Well, the secret deal Mr. Race has on with an attractive widow interested in buying the farm has made Jane suspicious of her husband. Mr. Race hasn't told her the deal, and when she saw him with the lady, she suspected the worst. In fact, yesterday she phoned for a lawyer. This episode is in two scenes. Mr. Race's real estate office and then to the farm. But first to the office where we find Mr. Race and his secretary, Jane's niece Betty. Listen.
Well, you see, Betty, I find myself in a fine spot. Here I've got a farm for sale and a woman interested in buying it, but I can't take her out to the farm to show it to her because my partner doesn't want Jane to know we've got a deal on. He's afraid she'll ruin the sale.
But what about Mrs. Adams? Isn't she anxious to see the farm?
Isn't she anxious? Why, sure, she can't understand why we haven't taken her out to us.
Well, you can't blame her for that. After
I'm not blaming her. I'm not blaming anybody. I just say it's a predicament. And if we stall around much longer, we're going to lose the sale. Called up your aunt this morning and tried to get her to come into town this afternoon. I told her she could buy herself a dress or anything she wanted. But she turned it down. Didn't want anything.
Didn't want anything? That doesn't sound like Aunt Jane.
Well, Mr. Neff was here. He suggested the idea, and it sounded swell, so I called
her. What did she say?
Well, it started an argument about maybe I didn't think she had been looking good enough. And then she asked me if my conscience bothered me. I couldn't make any sense of what she was talking about. I couldn't argue with her with Neff here, so I hung up. You should have got a load of him. He was so sore, he was speechless. He got red in the face and stomped out of here saying, it's all up to me now, and if I don't put this over, our partnership is all finished.
Oh, Uncle Lace, that is serious. Have you heard from Mrs. Adams?
Not yet. I don't know what to tell her. I've been stalling so long. For a while there, I showed her blueprints of the place. I've been telling her there's work going on the farm. I had to take her to lunch and entertain her to keep her mind off of it until we... What time is it?
4:30.
She'll probably be here yet. I told her I'd call her this afternoon and drive her out. Probably been waiting at her hotel all this morning.
Well, Mr. Race, what happened to you?
Oh, Mrs. Adams, I was just talking about you. Come in.
Well, I must say that is a peculiar way of doing business, Mr. Race. Do you realize I've been waiting at my hotel for you since 1 o'clock?
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, but you see...
This has become an irksome. After all, do you want to sell this farm or don't
you? Oh, of course we do, but it's just as I told you. There's a lot of repair work going on the place.
Oh, we've been all over that.
Well,
I told you I would understand and overlook
it. Yeah, but we're so anxious to have you see the place that it's
best. But you told me that today at the latest. You'd have everything all ready for us to drive out there.
I know, and I'm awfully sorry.
My brother wasted another whole afternoon waiting for you to come by.
Didn't my secretary call you?
Why, no.
Betty, didn't you call Mrs. Adams and tell her that we'd have to put it off until tomorrow?
Me? Well,
don't tell me you didn't call Mrs. Adams.
I'm sorry. I forgot.
Forgot? You sit around here taking notes all day. How can you forget? If you can't keep your mind on your business any better than that, I'll have to find somebody.
Oh, now, Mr. Ace,
well,
please, don't be so hard on the
child. Well, thank you, Mrs. Adams, but I deserve it, I guess. It was my fault.
You really shouldn't forget things like that,
no.
I know I shouldn't. I'm sorry.
Well, you're forgiven, my dear. Now, Mr.
Well, Adams, now I know exactly what you're going to say. You want to make it definitely tomorrow. Is that right?
I most certainly do. That is, if you want us to look at the farm at all.
Oh, of course I do.
Very well, then. We'll make it definitely tomorrow.
Absolutely.
My brother and I have heard so much about the place, we're really out of patience with both you and Mr. Neff.
Oh, I don't blame you at all. But you see, it hasn't really been my fault, and neither has it been Mr. Neff.
Well, then, tomorrow.
Yeah.
What time?
Well, say about 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. And this time we'll make the appointment here in your office. There'll be no more waiting for you at my hotel.
Fine, 1 o'clock here. It's only a half hour's drive from here. And
Martin? Oh, hi, Martin.
Come in, Martin. No, you're not intruding. This is Miss Adams, Miss Hale.
Oh, how do you do?
How do you do, Miss Hale? Well, I'll be off. Now, don't forget.
I won't.
1 o'clock tomorrow, right here, and no excuses.
No excuses. Goodbye, Mrs. Adams. Sorry about everything.
Who's the girlfriend?
What?
I never thought it'd be nice to find that much sex appeal in the real estate office. Who is he?
Customer.
Customer?
What?
You can do better than that.
I can do better than what? I'm not in a mood for clowning. If you came in here for a pleasant chat, you're not going to get it. I'm not in the mood for anything.
I came here to get a ride home, mostly.
All right. We'll be there in about a half an hour.
Yes. What kind of early, aren't you, Mom?
Yes, a little. I came over to talk to this uncle of yours, if I can.
About what?
What's this I hear about you calling up and saying you won't be home to dinner?
Well, the other night, yes.
Where did you go?
Why, I had a business deal.
Oh, now be original at least.
What are you talking about? It was business.
What kind of business?
It's
before you answer that one, I think it's only fair to tell you that Jane spied on you and saw you coming out of this office with a lady that answers that lady's description. It's just left here.
Oh, darn.
Or worse to that effect. And I don't mind telling you, we had a talk this morning and she suspects the worst.
Suspect?
That life sounds phony to me.
Oh, it's not phony. I tell you, I've got a deal on with this woman, haven't I, Betty?
Of course he has. He's going to sell her the farm.
Yeah. Betty, didn't I tell you that's a secret?
Oh, I forgot, Uncle Ed.
Forgot. Well, it's out. Now, you keep it a secret, Marge, and I hope you do better with it than Betty did.
Now, just a minute. Let's take inventory here. Are you selling the farm to this Mrs. Adams, the woman?
Yes, I'm trying to. Neff doesn't want Jane to know anything about it. I'm trying to arrange it so that I can take her out there without Jane being there. But I can't get Jane off of the place.
Oh, so that's all there is to all this.
Of course. What are you look, Marge. Maybe you can help me. Is there some way you can get Jane off of that farm by tomorrow so I can take Mrs. Adams out?
You leave it to me. Come on, well, drive me home. We'll talk about it on the way. It's 5 o'clock. Time to close up.
Okay. Come on, Betty. Well, Mrs. Hayes, that's a very familiar story. Very familiar. And as your lawyer, my advice to you is to leave everything to me.
All I want to do is scare him so he won't see her anymore.
Of course, I understand.
Because who does he think I am to stand for a thing like that? Who does he think he is? Who does he think we both are? He can't do that.
Yes, Mrs. Asa, I understand your feeling in the matter. Exactly. Now, you say he doesn't know that you suspect at all.
Beg pardon?
Mr. Ace doesn't realize that you know all this?
Oh, no, Mr. Green, because he didn't see me when I saw him with her.
Yes, you did see him with her. Too bad you hadn't called me in before. We could have cinched the case right then and there with a picture.
Picture?
Oh, yes. We specialize in this sort of work. We have a complete picture and sound department. A complete service. Before we're finished with this case, you will not only see your husband and this lady, but you will also hear them. We will have him so completely investigated that he won't have the slightest loophole to jump through.
All I want to do is scare him so he won't see her anymore.
Exactly. And how better to scare a man back to his senses than by proving you actually have the goods on him? And now, as I say, it's too bad I wasn't in on the case the day you actually saw him with the lady. That would have been the picture to snap.
Picture?
Yes, the picture of him and the lady.
I don't want any pictures of him with her.
But, Mrs. Bates, don't you want proof?
Proof?
I'm called on in this case to get you proof, am I not? Well, I want better way than by pictures. I'll get you the proof. Don't worry about that.
But if I don't like the proofs, I don't have to take the pictures, do I?
What's that?
What's what?
What was that you said?
Well, didn't you say you were going to show me the proof first?
Of course, of course. That's what you want, isn't it? You want to be able to walk up to Mr. H and say, look here, I've got this actual proof, and then show him the picture. He wouldn't be able to deny it then.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Added to that, he'll take some dictaphone recordings of conversations. That's always a convincer.
What's that?
He'll record actual conversations between the parties involved. We have a complete service. It's our specialty. He'll have him so tied up there, so tight that he couldn't get out of it if he was holding it.
All I want to do is scare him so he won't see her anymore.
Well, we had an interesting case just last month. I won't mention names if you don't mind.
All right.
It all took place on a yacht. It was one of the toughest cases I ever handled. They took most of my candid camera shots from a fishing boat. And the dictaphone wiring was one of the most expensive jobs that I ever went through. But it was worth it. You should have seen the pictures we got.
On a yacht?
Oh, and it's a beauty. I think I've got a picture of the yacht right here. It really was quite a palatial. Oh, yes, yes, here it is. There. How's that?
It's a boat.
And what a boat. That's the kind of pictures we take. That's the kind I'm going to take for you.
Well, I'll take a dozen, I guess. But getting back about my husband, all I want to do is...
You take a dozen what?
Pictures.
Well, I don't think a dozen will be necessary. That is, unless you want to drag the case out. Personally, I think 2 or 3 good shots are convincing. But we'll see about that the first thing in the morning. Now, suppose I give you a ring about 10 o'clock. Is your husband gone by that time?
In the morning, yes. He goes to his office about 8:30.
Fine. And you say his office is in the Chill Building, 408, right?
Yes, 408.
Yes. And now I'll have to find a vacant office nearby there so we can connect the dictaphone machine. But you leave all the details to me, Mrs. Ace. Now, I've got to get back to town, so I better leave now. Yes, it's 5:20.
Oh, yes, you better go. My husband will be coming home pretty soon. I don't want him to know I called you.
Of course. Well, good afternoon, Mrs. Ace, and don't worry. Just leave everything to me. Is this the way out?
Yes, right through here.
Nice little place you have out here.
Well, thanks, Mr. Green, but everything's such a mess. I've been too worried to do anything around the house.
Yes, very beautiful so far. Well, good day.
Goodbye. And will you call me tomorrow morning?
Sure thing. About 10 o'clock.
I'll be waiting for your call. Bye. Oh, be careful. There comes Mr. Ace in our car. Oh, I hope he didn't see him.
Hello, Jane.
Hello, Marge.
Hello, Aunt Jane.
Hello, Betty.
Who was that, Jane?
Who?
That man who just drove out of here in a car.
Oh, him. That was just somebody to see me.
Yes, I know, but who?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know? now.
Wouldn't I? Of course. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, a friend of mine wanted me to go for a ride in his yacht.
In his yacht?
Yes.
Well, aren't we flanking? Oh, but I hope you didn't accept that, because I want you to meet me downtown for lunch tomorrow and help me do some shopping.
Oh, I'm sorry, Marge. I can't tomorrow.
Oh, Jane.
I'm glad. I'm going to be very busy.
Mm, busy yachting?
Well, suppose I am.
Yeah, I got a picture of you on a yacht.
You've got a picture of me on a yacht. It's going to be the other way around, if you ask me.
What?
Well, Jane, what on earth are you talking about?
Oh, nothing. Come on in.
Well, the stage is all set for some high-class investigating by Jane and her lawyer. The investigation takes place with some startling results when Mexinuti, the Aces.